Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I have these big over-the-head, my head, Nick, shut up, headphones on. I haven't worn these in years. I like the little just earbuds, just makes it easier. But I lost them Friday night at the live show. I have no idea where they're at. And Puss wanted me to ask him on the air. He texted me yesterday where they're at or where you think they're at.
Well, I told you that I was going to go do some investigating.
Right.
And
right.
I went back into our engineer's area, which, by the way, Adam, our engineer, set up all of that on Friday night. Big
by the
ups
way,
to him.
I introduced myself to Adam the other day, and I'd already met him. I'm an idiot.
I hate that.
Well, I don't see him that often, you know, because, you know, we're in and out, and engineers.
And people work from home now.
And people are in buildings and doing stuff, and he's back in the machinery area, whatever, you know.
Yeah. So I go back.
I go, hey, what's your name? I'm Tyler. Because we've met. I'm Adam the engineer. I said, oh, I'm a dick. Sorry, man.
So I go
but
back.
But in my defense, I'm a dick. Go ahead.
Yesterday morning before the show, I go back into his area, and I find all the gear from Friday night, and I'm digging through there because, you know, I said, I'll see if I can find these things.
Right.
I don't find them. I go back after the show, after everybody's left yesterday, I go find Adam. I go, hey, did you find any earbuds still, like, attached to the headphone jacks right where Tyler was sitting? He's like, he looks at me and goes, yeah, I gave them to Todd.
Oh, no. Oh, look at Todd. He made a face.
And we've talked about this in front of Todd for the last couple of days, and never once did he say, oh, I got
him. Well, I'm not even going to blame Todd for forgetting this, because he was what he was, man. Are they? Oh, there they are.
And
yes,
and
that's them.
And he said he also had to convince Todd.
I love those, by the way.
He had Todd's headphones as well, and he had to convince Todd that those were his headphones. He said, I'm fairly certain these are, well, I don't know, I'll figure out who's
Todd's are over the head. He's got the over the head one, right?
Okay. Yeah, and they were the only ones that looked like that anybody was wearing that night. He's like, I know
I was
going to
get a hold of somebody the next morning, but I thought, oh, I'll just come in on Monday.
Yeah, but I forgot. But you didn't. That was two days ago, Todd.
I forgot to mention it on Monday that I had earbuds.
When Puss said it here, because Puss had Todd had no idea you were going to bring it up this morning at all, Puss, and he just made that face. Oh, Puss goes, oh, talking.
No, it was a light bulb moment right there.
Yep. It was.
Oh, ding.
Yes.
Oh, wait.
I remember looking in the bag Saturday morning, and those are earbuds, and they're not mine.
Yeah, they're mine.
That's funny.
That's great.
Were there any sunglasses laying around?
I didn't see,
no. Did you get those, Nick?
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, man, I hate
I just left them in the green room.
Here's my problem with sunglasses. I don't like walking into places when it's sunny out. I have to have sunglasses on. Even if I know it's dark when I leave, which is most places when I go out at night, you know, it's, especially during the winter. You know it's going to be dark when you leave. But it doesn't matter. I still bring the sunglasses in. I got to walk into a building with sunglasses on. It's not a cool thing. I like sunglasses. We all do. And then you take them off your shirt or whatever, and you're inside, and they're gone.
What do you don't think about it when you leave? Because it's dark out.
It's dark out, exactly. Right.
You don't need them then.
No.
Mine are prescription, so I'm really afraid of losing them.
Okay.
So I just leave them in the truck.
The dumb thing.
I don't blame you for that, right?
I
can walk 40 feet from a parking lot to a restaurant and still have to bring my sunglasses, knowing when the dinner's done, it's going to be dark.
I'm totally with you. I put every morning, my sunglasses are sitting there by my keys and everything, and I grab them in complete darkness. It's 4:30, 4:15 when I leave the house. I put them on my hat. I walk in here. I put them on the counter over here. I put them back on my hat when I leave, and I don't put them on my eyes until I pull out of the parking garage. But for some reason, I bring them in here every day.
When I see people without sunglasses on, I think they're insane.
I do too.
I don't know how people do it.
Because first of all, I mean, granted, we're on this. For me, I know it's healthy, but I do it for another reason. But it's healthy to have sunglasses on because your eyes are messed up your whole life. But I see people, my dad never wore sunglasses.
Did mine. I don't think I've ever seen my dad wearing a pair of shades.
Right?
I don't get it.
I didn't see my dad, man. Yeah, well, that's also a generational thing, Todd. I don't think a lot of guys, I mean, granted, movie stars wore them all the time back in the day, but you didn't see a lot of average working men wearing sunglasses in the 50s. Todd.
But he lives in Arizona.
Yeah. I know. Now it's ridiculous. Yeah. No, I don't. Well, anytime it's sunny out.
Yeah. Right.
My son doesn't wear them that much, too. I should start wearing sunglasses, you know.
Yeah, you got to protect your eyes, man.
Yeah, we were at a baseball game one day, and I had these sunglasses on, and he's squinting his eyes. I said, sunglasses, brother, man. You know, whatever.
I don't understand the people who can do that without a hat.
Or driving without sunglasses.
Yeah, driving. If there's even a hint of sun, I've got my sunglasses on behind the wheel. I just, it's like, I don't even think about it.
There's a thing about hiding behind him, too. You feel like you're hiding behind him. I think it's a natural feeling. I mean, no matter who you are.
You can't see me.
Yeah, that's basically what it feels like.
All right.
So Todd
Cena
had him.
Day.
All right. Okay.
Had him the whole time.
Did Adam had Todd Nick sunglasses?
No.
Oh, Todd goes, oh, I got him.
Let me check.
Yeah. Are they in that bag?
Let me check.
Doesn't seem to be in sunglasses here. But I'll give him more thorough respect.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, here's Tyler's head earbuds, and I'm pretty sure these are your head. No, I don't think those are mine. Yeah, no, these are yours,
there,
Todd.
2 days. We did two shows already. They're just sitting there. Like, you know, they're just sitting right there in Todd's
bag. And the look that he gave me when I asked him, I said, hey, did you find any earbuds? And he just looked at me with this, like, dumbfounded, like, I gave them to Todd. Oh, okay.
Good idea.
This has come full circle now.
Adam must be new. Gave something to Todd. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was going to call somebody immediately on Saturday morning, you know, and then I had a tea time, and I figured, wow, we'll take care of this.
Yeah,
I'll remember that on Monday.
And then it escaped me on Monday.
And Tuesday.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bad day for old guys in baseball. Carl Erskine died. He was
Erskine?
A famous ball. Erskine, I'm sorry. Yeah. He was 97, picked by Cardi B, Stank Fart, Kurt Cobain, Shotgun Divorce, and Todd's Hole in the Shag. But more people had Whitey Herzog, who obviously managed the Cardinals for years. He was age 92. 50 people picked him. Any Deadpool change in leaderboard?
No. Cowher's free time still in the lead with Todd's Fridge Bullet Hole and Colonel Nutcracker behind him at 4 hits. All those players have 4 hits.
And I also saw yesterday on PTI, Bruce Bochy, is that how you pronounce his name?
Yeah.
Bochy, he had a birthday, and I bring it up because they also mentioned Bruce Bochy has a size 8 1/4 head.
Oh.
All right.
There you go.
Isn't he the manager for the Giants?
That's bigger than mine, man.
He with the Padres now. He's bounced around.
Oh, I thought maybe he was still. I thought maybe they had a stash of Barry's old hats that they were just giving to him these days.
That's right.
The Giants.
Yeah.
Yeah. How big did his head end up being?
Oh, Barry Bonds at its biggest.
Yeah. I didn't see any documentation.
It had to be huge because first of all, he was tall. I mean, he's taller than me, obviously, but he's taller.
O-star.
I'm in the middle. I'm in the middle. Just
this just says that
it,
there's something here that speculates it went from 7 1/8 to 7 1/2.
Okay, well, he might start with the if you look at his head during the Pirate days, and it was a smaller head, right?
And Bochy won with the Giants in 19, I think, and then retired for a minute.
Oh,
and,
did he?
And then came back. He's with the Texas Rangers now.
Two beers go to hell. Ain't nobody got time for that. Had Whitey Herzog.
Bend, Dover, Sassel, and Bigfoot Roadkill.
Boogie's Backwards Walking Taco, Boogie's Hospice Branch. Oh, a hospice branch now. I like that one.
It's a mercy killing.
Yeah, it is. Man.
Bring out your dead, Diskin with Fat Watch.
All right. Fat Eating Oliver Beaver, Farm Aid 87 for Survivor, and Girth Brooks. It's one of my favorites. Huh?
God of Tutus. Grabbing
his naked ballet.
Sack for warmth.
Grandma's gutter cleaner. Grandma's hard candy. Hauling goats. That's a funny one.
Hauling goats is good.
Hyman and Garfunkel. There's another good duet.
That's a new one. That's a new one.
Ice fishing is dumb.
Real dumb.
I'm a colon cowboy.
Yes, you are. Inical. I shot the Maytag but didn't shoot the deputy. Is she hot?
Kong's busting balls. And Kurt Cobain's shotgun divorce.
Oh, two-hit day for that guy.
Lee Corso makes me wet. Lou Skunt. Man, I almost said it right away.
Thank
I almost
you for
did
that
not
pause.
Pause there.
Thank you for that pause.
You were reaching for the button, man. I was about to say it.
Yeah.
Lou Skunt.
Motorboating the Diamond Bra. Nick's Masterful Taco Analogy.
Which you can hear a lot on his podcast.
Yeah.
You got to put a new one up, though, right? You haven't done it in a while?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Oro and Handy in the morning, paintballs for Easter Bunny.
Pro-choice Downey, Puckleberry Pound, and REO teabagging.
Reverend Screwing Todd's Kneehole and Sofa King.
Sophie's second choice, Squirting with Disaster, and Stack Dead Actors.
Stu from the Pedasol family, Stu. I could say stupid ass. I can just say that. Surrounding area holas. TNT's
Olas.
Office. Olas. TNT's Ola. Office orphan. We never know what happened to that dude.
Todd's wet clock.
Yeah.
Todd's Rapunzel balls. And Tucker.
Tyler's beach tester. I don't think half the people in the car knew I threw that tester out and failed. My wife did. So when we mentioned that the other night at the live show. I don't think the kids knew I failed the
test.
That
was when they found out that Dad crapped his pants.
Yeah, I think so. Because I got out and said, my wife said, I pulled my T-shirt out of my pants. And so I said, it's just T-shirt cover my butthole there. Yeah. Walk, bitches, and womb stew.
Whitey Herzog, dead at 92. Did he ever win one for your Royals?
I don't know. Was he there in 85?
No. I think he was with the Cardinals in 85, you know? When they beat the Cardinals.
Pretty sure he's with the Angels.
I don't know,
the Royals in the 70s.
Yeah, he 75 to 79.
Thing. Yeah.
He was with the Royals.
Yeah, that was the 70s. Yeah. I saw Kathy Madigan type something out about him because she must have knew the guy from being around for years and being a Cardinal fan. Now, I'm sure our buddy Greg Warren is mourning today. He's a huge Cardinal fan.
Manager of the Cardinals from 80 to 90.
Cameron Logsdon in the studio a little later on this morning. Going to hang out with us. We hit the Deadpool hits too. And the live show is up. You can still hear that. We'll always be able to hear that now on the podcast platform. Still people checking in on that. A lot of people were saying, one guy said today that, Todd ain't that drunk. And he works as a nurse somewhere on West O. And he goes, people walk in there and think they're all hammered. They're not. He goes, learn how to party, people. See that guy's email? Yeah. This guy's a nurse. Learn how to party.
I disagree with him. But,
no, you were drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we disagree with him, too.
No question about it.
No, you're...
And did you see that Katie checked in?
What'd she say? Just Mayo? Katie's Freedom
Mayo?
Yeah,
because there was one name we read that we can't say on the air that involved her name and Mayo.
Right.
And she just said, what in the actual F? Listening to 30 by 30, laughed, got teary-eyed, and sunk with embarrassment as if I was actually in the crowd when that Deadpool name was announced. I felt hundreds of eyes on me. Hearing Todd drunk is hilarious.
My Facebook, I found a video. I didn't know how to share it anywhere else, but my Facebook post has a video of a guy interviewing a blonde chick at a rave.
I saw it. Yeah.
And I looked at it. And I said, this is me talking to Todd at the live show.
It was pretty accurate.
It's funny as hell. If you just go to my Facebook page, Mike Tyler, and you'll see that.
Toward the end there, I just sat around looking all hot like that chick.
I wish you were that hot. I wish you looked like that chick. I railed you years ago, man. All right, come on back.
Here's your earbuds.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.